Hello, everyone, and welcome to our community call. I'm Julie Renee. I'm a quantum health activator, and you are here today in honor of our men, and we're going to be doing a Father's Day event today. We're going to be working on clearing the energy around you and in you for creating, bringing in a good man. For those of you who are fellows on our call, you can clear anything in your field that doesn't match with being a great guy. We'll start out with our love wisdom affirmation and our chant, and then we'll go into a demonstration and into our clearing. So I just want to welcome everybody to the call and just tell you how much I love and appreciate you and how glad I am you're here. Okay, we're going to start at the beginning. That's the end. Very good. The good man activation. And we're going to say this all together. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body, here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Karme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parad Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Just taking a deep breath in and out. And as you feel yourself present in your body, feel the tingly, sparkly energy of the quantum pleasure field, of connecting with the community of quantum pleasure field participants, and really of connecting in to that higher place in yourself where all transformation is possible, in that field of peace, that field of elevation, that field of joy and love. And wherever you were before you got on this call, whether you were in stress, distress, disappointment, whether you were in joy, happiness, and excitement, you now come into this beautiful, beautiful place of peace, of happiness, of contentment, of serenity, as we move into a clearing for bringing in a good man, for those of you who are having a pattern of having men who are harmful in your life, for really opening up to the best man we could be if you're a man. And we're going to go right down here to our clearing, magnetizing the good man. So this would be for yourself if you're a man, and this would be for ladies if you've had difficulties, if you've had men that weren't the best, this clearing is for you. clearing the right permission and ability to experience relationships with men that are respectful, protective, heroic, and kind, removing domination, suppression, and control. And fellas, that would be for you so that you would also have relationships with other men that are respectful, protective, heroic, and kind. So we're looking to really make a transformation. This is 5 columns long. It's got a lot of stuff in it, a lot of emotional anchors. What really was surprising to me was that it had all the timelines, mental, emotional, family, energetic, and physical timelines, as well as cycles. And so we're looking at something that's very complex, that goes into past lives, that goes into historic family records from your genetic line. So just know that this is very, very far-reaching when it has all 5 timelines involved. We're going to be doing the double pump and or the platter. Double pump is the most effective in this case. So everybody doing the double pump, that's a two-fisted pump. And that actually is the next thing we're doing. We're going to do a demonstration next on how to do it. Very good. All right, so we're going to do the double pump. And the double pump looks like this. The hands are going like that. Looks like that. Very simple. If you're doing the single pump, which you can also do, that's what the hand looks like. And so it's just coming a few inches off your shoulder, and you're just pumping nicely. Nothing like compression, nothing like that, where you're squeezing or really overusing your muscles. So just gentle, a gentle pump. Just a gentle pump there. All right. Very good. And then the double pump again. It's like this. And I do it alternatingly, but you can do it like this too. You can do it like that. The timing can be the same or the timing can be alternate. Why the pump works? The pump works because we're setting an intention with the mind, and what philosophers have known forever is what the mind can conceive and believe it will accomplish. And then with the hand movement, whether it's a single movement, the double, the platter, or there's a very relaxed, if you're out walking, the little side flutter, which is your hand down at your side fluttering, or you're sitting at your desk, or you're sitting at the table, the little side flutter, you can see it from this way. Okay, there we go. All right, and so we are off to the races. We're doing the double pump. We're going to do it for, about 50 minutes, 50 minutes. So we got a little pumping to do. And I'm going to put the chart back up. I'm going to put it in the chat box. So for those of you who are not seeing the screen, we'll have it in the chat box too. There we go, and then I'm going to write on here, it's the double pump. Double pump is the best, and 50 minutes. There you go. All right, and then we're going to do say hello to everyone on the call. So hi to Marilla and Amelia, Anna, Maria, Donna, Charlene, Roxanne, Nadia, Kathleen Liu, Tony, Diane, Anna, Victoria, Isabella, Catherine, Shirley, Suzanne, Rita, Janine, Michelle, Candy, Galia, Andrea, Laurel, Philippe, Stila, from Slovenia. Hi, welcome. Sean, sunny London. Can and will create some amazing changes for us men and the universe. Wonderful. Thank you, Sean. That's so sweet of you to say. Carol, Sophia, Saval. Hi, Saval. Leah and Sophia and Luisa and Irina and Bob. So welcome everybody to the call. I'm just so happy that you're here. And have a just a nice, oh my goodness, looks like we have over 100 people on the call. That's fantastic. Well, whether you're signing in or you're just observing and pumping, we're happy to have you here. That's fantastic. Yeah, we had about 150 people sign up for this clearing. It's, you know, it's a wonderful clearing to go through and really create the space for the good man to show up, the honorable and just man. Anita, hi. From Anita, Jostine, and Kari, and Johanna. Oh, must be having a tea party. Hi, everyone. And Billy, and Anne. And there are moments when I don't talk, so if you are saying can't hear and I'm actually not talking, there are moments when I'm not talking. Let me put on some music for a few minutes while we're pumping here. Johanna and Keith and Zoya and Suzanne, Yeah, Suzanne, Adelia is napping. Timeline, so I'm going to come back on the screen. That music is just coming to an end. Here we go. Beautiful. All right, well, we just had a class on timelines for Maria, who's asking about timelines. And so if you wanted to really get the full picture of timelines, you would take that class and you would find out all about timelines. So there we go. So that's the actual defining of each different timeline. But I think it'd be interesting if we talk a little bit about timelines, because you might want to take a class. Oops. And since I made a kind of a comment on, wow, this is crazy how many timelines there are, we look at the mental timeline, which was one of the first ones that showed up. A mental timeline is formed from what human spirit does with life and challenges at hand. Not your thoughts, not human animal nature. So It's from human spirit, okay? And it is influenced by compelling ancestral programs. It affects the blueprint in essence, matter, energy, genesis, embodiment, quantum, and amplification. So most of the human blueprint. If you haven't been part of the classes before, some of this stuff is going to be new to you, but the human blueprint, everything except, let's see, everything except perception was on the mental timeline in the blueprint. And then what is it? So what is the mental timeline and how does it play out? And these programs transmit signals through the spiritual neurotransmitters into the ancestral field, embedding timeline events. What it does with the intense circumstances of life related to difficulties in soul family, your ancestors. And then if you were to take the class, you would also discover all the emotional programming, different anchors, spiritual interferences and anchors, and then different types of clearings and hand movements based on the specific timeline problem that you're working on. The emotional timeline is formed from thoughts, from what we think of as human animals. So it's mostly from the physical realm, so it's related to the body. Awareness amplified compelling ancestral feelings. The parts of the blueprint are less perception, energy, quantum, and amplification. And for the emotions, the emotional timeline, these emotional signals vibrate into the family auric field, okay, into the family auric field, part of the golden ring information, and on into the timeline of ancestral emotional knowledge. Emotional well-being and anxiety, relationship, social friendship, aloneness, success and failure. So those are other things that it would play out with, or where we would look when we were in the class, what kinds of patterns would you think, so you could kind of associate, okay, that would be in the emotional timeline. Again, lots of emotional anchors. It's that's a big one. Many, many emotional anchors. Okay, let's see here. Oh, thank you, Johanna. Thanks so much, Sue from Northern California. How pretty, thank you. Okay. And welcome to Barbara and Solisa. And, yeah, if Adelia, if I hear her peep at all, I'll go up and grab her. She's been teething the last couple of days again. So she got six teeth all at once, and then we had a break for about 3 weeks. And last couple of days, she's been biting everything, including mommy. And poor darling, she's not. She's just, you look at her mouth and it looks sore. I gave her some homeopathic medicine a few minutes before class started, and she went down happily. She was just exhausted from her little mouth hurting. But if she peeps, I'll grab her. Okay, so we've looked at a couple of the timelines. What I find so fascinating is we haven't really talked about this before, and I love that we mapped it out in the class. So thank you for those of you who were in the timelines class so we could see how did the information get into our being and why is it there? And so to have five separate timelines that relate to different ways that we are, whether it's our spiritual nature, our physical nature, our family, something energetic, going out through neurotransmitter brainwave kind of things or going through family aura. So it's remarkable. A class that you probably take once and then you go, boy, I'd like to take this one more time to deep dive. So we're doing that with just about everything these days, just going deeper and deeper and deeper. So I won't go through all of the timeline stuff today because obviously that's the timelines class, but really, really well worth taking a look at and understanding, gaining some really deeper levels of understanding. And thank you. I was a professional singer, and I have some music CDs out, and my work here has called me to be with you and not be traveling on the road singing, but I did a year or so. I was trained as a classical singer. I sing in 19 languages, so maybe I know for those of you who are coming into the Emerald program and those of you coming into the live Diamond in person here, I've been working on tuning up the harp and getting back to the playing and singing. So for those of you who are coming in for the week-long retreats, you'll probably be singing with me or hearing some music going on. So, yay! Okay, so what we're doing, we're just going to go back to the chart again. There we go, my dears. Okay, double pump for 50 minutes, please. Everybody double pumping for 50 minutes. we got a little girl. Do we have a little girl? Do you want to say hi? You didn't get to teach everybody the jumpy jumpy. Let's see here. There we go. Look who woke up. Adele, you want to show them the jumpy jumpy? The quantum jump? Do you want to show them the jump? Hi, everybody. Do you want to show them jumpy jumpy jumpy? Ready? Oh, you feel a little better after all that sleeping, huh? Oh, your shoe came off. Oh, you jumped out of your shoe. Oh. Oh. What's this? Is that your shoe? Jumped right out of your shoe. Oh, of course, that's it. Eating. Chew on the shoe. Chew on the shoe. Say hi, everybody. Hi. Say hi. Okay. All right. Back to the chart. Back to work. There we go. Do you want to go in your jumpy? Play your jumpy for a while here. Let's put your shoes here. Oh, you want that one? Okay, come in right here. Mm-hmm. Yes, my big girl. Very nice. Very nice. You can jump, yeah? Okay, let's see. Hi, and a cyber hug. That was from Salisa. And thank you, love. Okay, from Gayla. Wow, you're really accomplished, Julie. 19 languages, that's beyond impressive. Yes, singing in 19 languages. Just logged on. Only music. Did I get the time incorrect? Hi, Adelia. Great. Okay. Alrighty. So we are double pumping. Yeah, I just ran upstairs and got Adelia from her nap as you're in our family community call. Louisa, are you able to teach us about this while working on this clearing? Teach us about what? I don't know. Hola, everyone from Romana. Yay. Hello from Karen. Of course, I'm able to teach. That's a funny question. I don't know what you are asking me if I can teach you something. I'm not sure what you're asking. So you, could you be specific, Louisa?
Thank you. Hey, sweetie pie. Hey, sweetie pie.
That's a nice smile. Ooh, that nap did you a world of good. Yes, it did. And hi, Karen. Hello, Karen. Yay. We were just visiting with Ramana not too long ago up in San Francisco, weren't we? That was very nice. We had a really nice visit in San Rafael, actually, north of San Francisco, a little suburb I used to live in. Yeah. We had a really nice dinner at an Indian restaurant. Yes, we did. We're making plans if you're from Texas. I don't see anybody from Texas, but we're making plans to go visit Texas in July. Yeah, we have a Texas trip planned.
Yes, we do. We do.
We're going to go see Godmother, Auntie Amala. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where is our internal frame of reference? I don't quite know what you're asking, Charlene, so could you put a little more detail in there? Just found out earlier today that my pap test wasn't so good. Oh. Yeah. You know, for Spila, we have healing the sex glands and organs for women, which is really perfect for what you're going through. So I would definitely grab that class, even as a home study, even if you don't do the live, just do it right away. I think that'd be wonderful. What part of Texas? godmother lives in Fredrickson? Fredrickson? Which is, I think, between, let me think, Austin and, between Austin and another kind of smaller big town. So that's where we're going. I know it's a big state. I like a slow man. I've noticed that many young men, adult men, are having a really hard time trying to make a transition into manhood. Could you speak to that, please? Sure.
Hi, Phoebe. Hey, you know, we're teaching a class, so that sound isn't really the best sound for when Mommy's speaking. But it's a good sound to use when I'm not teaching. Okay,
we save that sound for when I'm not teaching. Yeah. I think, you know, when I look at that, I do see that young men need guidance, and they need to feel like they know, almost like a container of. These are good behaviors, these are not good behaviors. This is the way I step up and become that heroic man. And I think some men find it by going into the military. And they really learn about discipline and respect and honor. It's difficult. It doesn't have to be, but if you haven't set your family up to have that structure, and young men are spending a lot of time in video games and hanging loose and whatever, and they haven't got a structure of clearly right and wrong and morality, I think that it's I think they're somewhat lost, you know. But I also think that with the young women and young girls, and I don't have a young man in my world to really kind of look at. Like yesterday, two young fellas that were like 9 and 11 introduced themselves, and their father is a career military. We live in an area where Monterey is a big military base, and these young men were so respectful, and they put their hand out and gave me their name, and they adore little Adelia, who's so cute, and they were just little gentlemen, and I could see how they'll transition into being a man because they have a good example. Their father gives them a good example of honor and respect. Even the idea of duty, on some level, you know, what the way a male brain is wired is to fulfill, so it's wired with testosterone. So where a female brain is wired to be social, a male brain is wired to be out, to do, to accomplish, and protect and provide if it's been nurtured by their family environment or the environment they grew up in, their community. So whether they're out and they're battling or they're out and they're protecting and providing, I guess that's what I can offer, words of wisdom on young men. I promise I will be paying attention in my world to young men. I'm all baby girl right at the moment. But hopefully that helps. And I think one of the things we can do is we can call forth, if you have a young man, I know Ramana has a beautiful son, and probably many of you have sons, you know, calling forth the good in them, planning for them, helping them make good decisions, creating structures for them, and then also clearing their space so that they can step into those structures powerfully and enjoy their life. I think there's quite a bit about when raising a son, which I'm hoping also to do. I'm hoping to get a little boy. We've got a name picked out for a little boy, but not yet. Delia's too young. And I think a lot of it is thinking ahead about what they're going to be facing, or as they're facing something, how can you support them in making good choices? So, you know, there's free will, of course. But, yeah, put Adelia down. Here we go.
Cheerios.
Mommy's got some Cheerios for you. There we go. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, those are pretty good. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, those are good. Oh, yeah, internal framework. Okay, thank you for telling me where you're looking at that. That's the blueprint that we're talking about. So your internal framework would be in your human blueprint, perception, essence, matter, energy, realms. And then how we're looking at things also in the timeline. So we're looking at, first of all, who you are, your blueprint, and what's in your blueprint, and then how your blueprint is being affected also by things like timeline, contracts and agreements, control energy, that kind of thing. So that's what I mentioned in the write-up. Fredericksburg, beautiful. Yeah, I think so. Fredericksburg, that probably is right. Sorry, it's center reference, as you mentioned. Where do we hold our center reference? Well, I don't think we hold it in one place. That's why we're doing clearing. So we have emotional anchors, and those can be anchored in to any part of the blueprint. Emotional anchors are usually, let's see, they can be in essence, and a lot in matter, embodiment, so the relationship with body and spirit, and then amplification, which is how we kind of amplify things out in the world. So, but it's not in one place. So it's just not in one place is the thing I want to say, that what we're doing is we're addressing a big picture. So why don't I come on and I'll explain the blueprint. Just keep doing the double pump. We're going to keep working on this, and I'll explain how the blueprint works a little better for those of you who might be newer to our program. Okay. So, excuse me.
What was that? Tickle.
So we have the human blueprint. The human blueprint is perception, essence, matter, energy, and realms. The realms are the supporting fields. Those are genesis, embodiment, quantum, and amplification. So when we first look at the human blueprint, we're looking at perception. And perception really is not how we perceive the world, but this area of the blueprint that is really all about words and how we interpret what comes at us. So that's perception. So it's really how we interpret and use and put out. It's also how we pull things into us. So it's our filter. And it's a perception very much has a lot to do with emotions, as does the field of amplification have a lot to do with emotions. And then we have essence, and essence, so it's P is perception, essence E. Essence is spirit, soul, life force, and high self. Yes. And that's the part of us that continues in and out of body. So that's essence, our essential nature. And then we have matter, which is the physical body, everything physical, including the DNA. The cells, glands, organs, bones, all the fluid, everything in the physical body. And then from matter, we have energy. And that would be the meridians, the chakras, the human spirit access portal, the halo, and all things that support energetically the body, the aura. And that's the main blueprint. And then from the main blueprint, you have this, the four supporting realms. So we have, so far we have P-E-M-E. So we have perception, essence, matter, energy. So that's the main part of the blueprint. And then the supporting realms or the supporting fields are the field of Genesis. And that's what allows us to create new cells. And then so either cellular neogenesis with something surgically removed and we grow back, or cellular neogenesis, same word, where we find something that's not functioning or is functioning very poorly. And we're getting messages here. She just froze. Okay. Let me just refresh this here. Let me know if that helped. Thank you. Yeah, okay. So I think, let's see, I think we're on Genesis. So, oh, yes. And then if something looks like isn't working anymore, nope. Okay. Okay, I'll fiddle with the technology for a minute here. Okay, let me know if that fixed it. It may or may not if we clicked a few buttons. Yeah, yeah. So you might have something like a failed adrenal or something like that. And we can grow that back. All good. Okay, good. So that's in the field of Genesis. So that's the first supporting field. And then the second supporting field is the field of embodiment. And embodiment is the field that allows... Adelia's right here. That's why I keep looking down. Embodiment is the field that supports the spirit to embody, inhabit the body itself. So the field of embodiment. Sometimes see problems with other spirits inhabiting the body. Field of embodiment doesn't have a stop on how many spirits can be hanging out on the body. So sometimes it's good to take the Freedom from Spiritual Parasites class a few times so that you really clean house. And then it's so amazing. Something can trigger it, or you can hang out with family and all of a sudden you got a bunch of stuff again. So you want to clean that out. But the field of embodiment, sometimes we see that might be a little bit of a problem. It also can be a problem if you're not fully embodied, you're not really owning the body well. So we work with the field of embodiment. And then the third field, which is the one we use every single time we come to class, which is the field of quantum. And that's the field of particles vibrating. And it's a field of transformation. It's also thought of as the field, the oneness field. And so it really kind of unites science with spirituality. I love it because that's what we're doing. We're uniting the spiritual nature with what science knows. So quantum allows us, as we do, with set an intention with our mind and think with our hands, clear, rearrange how the particles are vibrating in the higher frequency field. That's why we do music. That's why we sing, is to raise our frequencies so we're more effective in the field. And then finally, the fourth supporting field is the field of amplification. And in the field of amplification, more Cheerios. More Cheerios, you cutie pie. Yeah, more Cheerios. And the field of amplification is like the law of attraction field. So what we're ruminating on, repeating, thinking about over and over and over and over, that's what keeps showing up. So in any way, we can be amplifying that. If we're thinking thoughts about our body that are negative, that can amplify and make more negative. So you could experiment with that. Excuse me. So I wanted to address, and thank you so much for those of you who sent little love notes to Adelia and me. We are really doing something very different, and I really, really appreciate all of you here. But about once a week we get a complaint that somebody doesn't care for Adelia, or I don't even understand it. But let me give you some beautiful ideas and words to think about here. We want children to be seen and heard. And so what I've created is a way to have my daughter and children with me while I'm working. And there's been a huge, huge split for women who choose to work. They have to deny their mothering, at least while they're at work, and deny that nature that wants to nurture and fulfill. So it used to be in the old patriarchal era, which ended, we're going through a passage, but the official kind of stepping through the door was in 1976. Oh my goodness, you are getting into mommy's drawers and throwing bank papers around. That's very exciting. Okay, let's not do that. It's probably not the best place to go. See, Adelia's gotten so much more mobile now that she can get into mommy's drawers. Hang on. There, that's much better. Much better use of time. Okay. So there's been a real split. And when I started training, doing the speaker training, it's like a good old boys club. It's all men, and they do the boot camps, and you're sitting there for 12 hours, and your brain can't even think anymore, and they're just pounding away. You get these breaks, and you're supposed to be networking during lunch. You're not even supposed to take a break and lay down or do anything. And to me, after a few years of that, I thought, there's something really wrong with this. It might work for the way a male brain is set up, but it certainly doesn't work for a female brain. A female brain needs time to integrate. She needs some loveliness. And I'm going to say that men probably do too. Maybe not as much, because men are testosterone driven, which is results driven, where women are relationship driven. And I'm not making that up. That you have to look at the way our hormones run our body. And so we're made differently. Our brains are made differently. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful when it all comes together. But the old era, which we're just leaving, 2,000 years of the old era, where it was everything was done in the patriarchal era, things were male. So we had all the big patriarchal systems that were run by men, and even the expression "good old boys club." And we're now in a new era. And sometimes people say, "Oh, isn't this the female era?" And I'm going to say, "No, it's everyone's era. It's the age of androgyny and enlightenment and awakening and equality." And so maybe I'm one of the first to do this, but I've created a family style of teaching, which means you're going to hear baby sounds and see toys and baby shoes and sometimes a baby bottle and whatever, and you're going to learn from me. And if you focus on what I'm saying and what you need to hear, you might hear the baby sounds in the background. You probably will, and they're adorable. And sometimes she cries and, whatever. But you're going to hear me. And, when you're in a family situation, you don't necessarily want to silence the child. You don't. I was at my church a few weeks ago, and I went to an early service where there were seniors. And there was this strange thing that happened, that the seniors got upset with Adelia because she was ba 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 during the church service. She was ba ba ba. And so they were unhappy, and they said children should be seen and not heard. And they told me that in no uncertain terms. We all think she's cute, but nobody wants to listen to her. And I thought, so then I looked up scripture, and what I found was about 40 scriptures saying to bring the children to Jesus, or there was scriptures in the Old Testament. There was scriptures about children being a blessing and being a gift from God, and if we don't become like children, we can't enter the kingdom of God. And so knowing that children are completely a blessing and documented in scripture as completely a blessing, that their voices bring angels, that they are the presence of God on the planet. We want to encourage our children. And then I'm led to this idea, when I think about this idea, is our young men and our young women and how confident they feel about themselves and how much they are certain of themselves, that they're loved, that they're cherished, that they understand what's ahead of them, what they can do, making their good choices. And if children are raised to not have a voice, if children are raised to be silenced, how can they expect to make good decisions other than to possibly be a rebel and make the decision opposite of their parents? And so what I'm going to say is I really, with my whole heart, believe that children should be heard and seen and loved and cherished all the time. And so honored and grateful that you're here with me and that many of you have expressed how much you love and appreciate Adalia. And I've heard from some of you saying, we're going to follow you forever because we want to watch Adalia grow up. So Adalia, yeah, that's those little twofers. Those twofers bothering you. So how do we heal the atrocities against feminine done by the masculine? Well, I think the first thing to do is let all of that go. I think the first thing to do is bring in forgiveness. And then the next thing is to start working on healing charts for yourself. Because as we as a community heal, we change the circumstances for group mind. So I think, it's hard. And believe me, I've had a lot of, difficulties in especially my early life with being mistreated in a very kind of severe way by men. And I honor and love and cherish men. And you can't really bring in the men who are going to be your heroes when you hold on to blaming or resentment. You have to let go. You have to say, this was a learning from olden days, domination, suppression, and control. And if you look more at it being the fault of the era, on some level, we were learning about the patriarchal era. We were learning about domination, suppression, and control. That's not what we're learning about anymore. We're learning about rights and permission and ability, and we're clearing away the old stuff. And so as we now come into this place of moving into more and more equality, more and more love, more and more love expressed, love wisdom, that's where the healing happens. And so for me, every single class I teach is about full self-expression. It's about loving, honoring, and cherishing. And you begin with yourself, and you begin by letting go. If you hold on to things where someone has hurt you, or people have hurt you, or a sweeping people have hurt people, this group of people, I know it's something to get emotional about. It's something to get caught up in with trauma. But the true healing isn't going to happen until we take that step of forgiveness, seeing that everybody was in the patriarchal era and age. And if women had power, they had to dominate and suppress back in the old era. Not in this era. This era is about loving, about full self-expression. And we're not all the way there yet. I don't think we really get fully into the era until, let's see, it's 96 or 97 years. So 1976 was considered the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And so you add another 96 years to that, and we'll just be through the door. We'll just literally be through the door. So no. No pulling mommy's hair. No pinching mommy's face. No. Okay. So, it's a good time to be alive. It's also a time of transition. And because you signed up to be alive during this era, I know that you're one of the maybe change makers. You're one of the people who is going to help facilitate creating a change on the planet. So just know how much you're loved and cherished, and our community needs you. We need you. We need your love. We need your wisdom. And we need your voice. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I've been talking. We're way over. Hang on just one sec. Let's see if we got through with this clearing. We have it. I hope this is okay. Todd, I'm going to keep them another 15 minutes. Let's go into, oh, goodness. Hang on one sec. I'm going to put this, we're going to stay together and keep pumping. We're not going to go to the slides yet, the videos yet, so hang on. Okay, so so what I'd like to do, we're at about 70% clear. I'd like to get this completely clear for the whole community. So everybody, just with great intention, let's go ahead and do some double pumping. I'm going to do some blasting. And let's go ahead and do a guided meditation also, just a few minutes going into the quantum pleasure field. So taking a deep breath in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out negativity, worry, and concern, breathing in and out. Send the grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Male bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from your testicles to the center of the earth. Let's go ahead and set your male body on release and releasing competition, aggression, anything left from the old era. And female bodies with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the ovaries down through the perineum down to the center of the earth. Let's go ahead and set your ovaries on release. And ladies, you're releasing that control energy. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to be working on healing anybody but yourself right now. So all we're doing is working on healing ourselves right now. Very good. And then going up to the adrenal and going line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenals through the perineum and down to the center of the earth, and setting the adrenals on release. Okay, and let's go ahead and release the adrenals. And then going up to the center of the head, and in the center of the head is the golden temple of silence. And opening a trap door out the back of the head. And let's go ahead and clean out the back of the center of the head. And just either with a spiritual fire hose or a blower or whatever you want, let's go ahead and wash out looping thoughts, worries, and concerns. And just down the trapdoor, out the back, and down. And that trapdoor just shoots right down into the big grounding cord at the base of the spine. And then opening your feet to earth energy as your head is releasing. Bring your earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Shh. earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Bringing cosmic energy into the back of the head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bringing that energy into the back of the head, down the neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down through your back channel. And then looping all the way down through your back into your hips. And then looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, flattening out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Beautiful job. And now sitting in the center of your head, and we're just looking at your relationship with men, and we're seeing you really up-leveling and coming into a better space, a space of love, of respect, of honor. Now, for men, you're shifting how you feel about yourself. You're looking at that place where you can be protector, hero, guardian, that you can exercise righteous morality. And I don't mean righteous meaning lording it over people, but being a good human being. And ladies, you see men this way. You bring that out in them. You help them to feel that they are worthy and worthy. You respect them. You give them honor. Give them a place in your world. And notice how you're starting to shift and let go of these old patterns. Patterns where maybe you didn't feel like you could magnetize goodness, that you had the right or permission or you had the ability. Letting go of suppression. Not bringing in that type of person anymore. Letting go of domination. Letting go of the crook controlling. So you're letting go of holding on to that picture so that no longer is in your magnetic field. Left a trap door you want to close in the back of the head. You certainly are allowed and welcome to let that earth energy keep running until it's done its job in your feet and cosmic energy in the back of your head. And just noticing your body feeling very relaxed and happy, coming back into the room, maybe with the blessings of the Supreme Being. This healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with happiness, joy, and peace. May all men and all women be connected in the most beautiful ways, interacting in the most beautiful ways, in the most honoring, respectful ways. May it be the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. Amen. And coming back into the room now, breathing in and out, breathing in and out. Here we go. Here's a perfect example. Dear Carol, a baby will make whatever sounds a baby's making, and it is professional because we're doing it in a family environment, and that's what we've invited you into, a family environment. And so we're not doing the male version of running a business. We're doing the female version of running a business. So that's different than male. I love that you brought that up because this is the female version of professional. A baby can make a few squawks. She wasn't particularly unhappy. Her mouth hurts. She said, "Mommy, my mouth hurts." I said, "Shh," and she was quiet. That's a beautiful expression of mother and child. Yeah, I know it'd be ideal if she didn't make any peep during a meditation. And you'll find that on 187 meditations I've done recorded in the recording studio. But when you're coming into a live training with me, this is a family training. And it is professional. So thank you for pointing that out. The old male version of professional is not what we're doing. We're not doing the old children should be squashed or silent. So thank you for bringing that up so that I can say that. And if you're focused on my voice, even if the baby makes a squawk, it's like a bird making a squawk. Or you hear a jackhammer in the background or something else, you filter it out. So if you don't want to listen to children, it's really an interesting thing. I wrote an article recently on that. Just know that the silencing of children is going to harm your ability to grow younger and to regenerate. So what we're doing is we're opening that the doorway again for all children to be loved and cherished. She knows what's going on. She's making sounds like, "What's going on here?" So I love you. I love each one of you where you're at. And I love it, Dahlia, I do. And I'm so happy that you came and joined us in this good man clearing. Let me grab her and we'll do a blessing. Dahlia, you want to help Mommy do a blessing? You want to help Mama do a blessing? Let's do a blessing, okay? Here we go. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for working on helping clear the good man clearing, and also on helping really creating a new professionalism, a new way of honoring our children's voices and being able to really be part of a bigger family. A family of, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. All right. Well, we love you. God bless you. We'll see you in class. Bye-bye for now.